以下是 History on Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的讲座，内容不加梵格原意，第二章，时间26-27，时间1973年8月29日，地点英国伦敦。
Translation: If, however, you think that the soul is perpetually born and always dies, still you have no reason to lament, O mighty armed.
然而，即使你认为灵魂总是出生死亡。你也没有理由去悲伤，臂力强大的人啊。
So Krishna is putting forward the modern.Scientific view.
Krishna 是在提出现在的科学理论的观点。
The modern scientific view is that there is no soul.
现代科学的观点是没有灵魂。
Life is generated from matter.
生命是由物质产生的。
By combination of material elements, at a just like chemical combination, you mix acid and soda.
通过物质元素的组合，就像化学反应一样，你把酸和碱混在一起。
Alkali and acid, there will be some reaction, effervescence, movement.
会有一些反应冒泡运动
Similarly the Buddhist philosophy mostly they do not believe in the existence of the soul
类似的佛教哲学大多数也不相信灵魂的存在性
the Buddhist philosopher thinksthat the combination of matter makes a living symptom.
佛教哲学家们认为物质的组合造成了生命的迹象。
Their ultimate goal is nirvana.
他们最终目标是 nirvana.
Nirvana means stop this combination.
Nirvana 的意思是停止这个组合。
Due to this combination, we feel pains and pleasure.
由于这组合，我们感到痛苦和快乐。
Therefore, if we disintegrate the combination, there will be no more pains and pleasure.
因此，如果我们分解这组合，那就不再有痛苦和快乐。
Materialistic,
物质主义的。
Their solution, pains and pleasure.Any philosophy or any religious system ultimately aims at atyantik dukkha nirvritti.
任何哲学、任何宗教系统，最终目标是 atyantik dukkha nirvritti.
Dukkha means pain.
Dukkha 意思是痛苦。
Nirvritti. Nirvritti means stop.
Nirvritti 意思是停止。
Why people go to the church?
为什么人们去教堂呢?
Because they feel some pain, they go to church or temple to appeal.
因为他们感到一些痛苦，他们到教堂或者庙去请求。
If there is somebody as God, they think like, let me appeal to the supreme person.So that my distress may be mitigated.
如果有神的话，他们这么想，那么让我向自尊的人祈祷，这样我的痛苦可以被减轻。
Aim is atyantik dukkha nirvritti. We are.
因此，目的是 atyantik dukkha nirvritti.
We are also cultivating this Krishna consciousness. Our aim is also the same. dukkha nivritti.
我们在培养 Krishna 觉觉，我们的目标也是同样的 dukkha nivritti.
Krishna says,
Krishna 说
janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. We keep always in view that in this material existence there are four kinds of miserable condition primarily.
我们总是看到在物质存在里有四种苦难的状况，那最基本的。
And to stop this,
要停止这。
Dukkhalayam asasata. So everyone's aim is dukkha nivritti.
每个目标都是 dukkha nivritti.
It may be presented in a different way.
可能是以不同的方式呈现出来的。
So,the Buddha philosophy is also dukkha nivritti. Stop pains.
Buddha 的哲学也是 dukkha nivritti, 停止痛苦。
Anandamaya Abhyasa, we are, by nature, we want blissfulness.
我们的本性是希望极乐。
But we do not know how to become actually happy and blissful.
但我们不知道怎么样能真正的快乐极乐。
That is ignorance.
那是愚昧。
In the material world, they also want to enjoy everyone.
在物质世界，每个人也都想享受。
They are thinking that this wine, woman, meat eating, gambling, intoxication, these things will give me pleasure.
他们想饮酒、女人、肉食、赌博、吸毒，这些事情能给我快乐。
So, atyantik dukkha nivritti. The Bhagavad says that atyantik dukkha nivritti means ultimate solution of miserable condition is in the fact that we realize God and we go back to home, back to God.
Bhagavata 说 Atyantika Dukkha Nivritti 即痛苦状况的最终解决方案是我们觉悟神，回归家园，回归神。
This is our pleasure.
这是我们的哲学。
And persons who cannot understand what is God, what is kingdom of God, they want to adjust.
那些不能理解什么是神、什么是神的国度的人，他们想要调整适应。
The aim is the same. Atyantik dukkha nivritti, ultimately solution of all.
目标是同样的。Atyantik dukkha nivritti, 一切痛苦的最终解决。
In a different way.
以不同的方式。
So, Krishna says, putting forward the Buddha philosophy, which was formerly known as Lokayitikas and Vaibhashikas.
Krishna 这里提出了 Buddha 的哲学，在先前被称为 Lokayitikas 和 Vaibhashikas.
The two kinds of philosophers, they did not believe.
这两类哲学家们，他们不相信。
Mostly, the materialistic philosopher, they have no understanding of the soul.
主要是物质主义的哲学家，他们不理解灵魂。
Therefore, they have different kinds of theories which we do not accept.
他们有不同种类的理论，这些我们不接受。
Krishna says that if you are not Sanatanist,or followers of the Vedic principle, if you think that your principle and views are different, that by combination of matter, this existence come in.
Krishna 说，如果你不是 Sanatanist, 即伟大原则的追随者，如果你认为你的原则观点是不同的，那通过物质的组合造成了这些存在。
Atha chainam nitya jatam Nitya means by combination of just like so many things are taking place by interaction of different material elements.
总之，这么多东西都是由于不同的物质元素的反应造成的。
Similarly, if you don't believe in this existence of the soul, if you think that there is no soul, the light is the result of combination of matter, nitya jatam, and when this combination of matter is somewhere rather dismantled, then there is no more soul. It is finished.
类似的，如果你不相信灵魂的存在，如果你认为没有灵魂，生命只是物质的组合的结果 ，nitya jatam， 而且当这物质的组合以这种那种方式瓦解之后，便不再有灵魂了，结束了。
It began at a point by combination of matter, and it ends in a point by disintegration of matter.
它在某一点由于物质的组合而开始，而在由于物质的分解在某一点结束。
If you think like that, then also tathapi tam mahabaho.
如果你那么想的话，那么也是 tathapi tam mahabaho。
Krishna is criticizing Arjuna, Mahabaho.
Krishna is 在批评 Arjuna, Mahabaho.
Actually, he is Mahabaho means mighty arm.
事实上，他是 Mahabaho. Mahabaho 意思是臂力强大的。
One who has got very strong, mighty arm, he can fight.
如果一个人有强壮的胳膊，那么他可以很强的作战。
Very strongly. Then also, why should you give up your fighting spirit?
那么你为什么要放弃你的作战精神呢？
Why should you lament for combination of chemicals and material elements?
你为什么要为化学物质和物质元素的组合而悲伤呢？
Suppose this house is a combination of material elements.
总之这个房子是物质元素的组合。
So, somehow or other, if it is dismantled, who laments for it?
如果这样那样的它散架了，谁会为它悲伤呢？
No, a sane man will lament.
明智的人不会。
Similarly, if you have no idea of the existence of soul, then also, you do not require to lament.
同样的，如果你没有灵魂存在的概念，那么你也不需要悲伤。
Tathapi tam mahabhava nainam suchitam arhasi.
For one who has taken his birth, death is certain. And for one who is dead, birth is certain. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament.
对于出生的人，死亡是注定的；对于死亡的人，再次出生是必定的。因此，在执行无可推诿的职责时，你不应悲伤。
This is karma bad.
这是 karma bad.
In the previous verse, Krishna tried to explain Buddha bad, Nastika bad, atheism.
在前个世界 ，Krishna 试图解释。Bodhavad, Nastikavad, 无神论。
Atheist means one who does not believe in the soul and God.
无神论者是一个不相信灵魂和上帝的和神的人。
These are correlative terms.
这些是相关的术语。
If you understand what is soul, then you can understand what is God.
如果你理解什么是灵魂，那么你能理解什么是神。
If you understand what is God, then you can understand what is soul.
如果你理解什么是神，那么你能理解什么是灵魂。
But those who are agnostic, atheists, they neither believe in God nor in the soul.
但那些不可知论者、无神论者，他们既不相信神，也不相信灵魂。
So combination of matter Here Krishna says in a different way that combination of matter is taking place and again it is being dismantled. That is going on.
这里 Krishna 以另外一种方式说，物质的组合在发生，而再次又被瓦解，这在不断进行。
Either there is soul or not soul, just like Darwin's theory. Evolution of material body. So that is going on.
无论是有灵魂或者没有灵魂，例如达尔文的进化论，物质躯体的进化，这总在进行。
One body is created, and the same body again annihilated, another body created, another body, the same body, and it is going on.
一个躯体被创造了，那同样的躯体被消灭了；另一个躯体被创造了，那同样的那个躯体被消灭了，在不断进行。
So where is the cause of lament? You cannot stop.
因此，有什么原因悲伤呢？你无法制止的。
You cannot stop this process.
你不能停止这个过程。
Jatasya hi dhruva mrityu dhruvam janma mritasya cha tasmad apari harje arthe duty.
You.
The same thing is going on. Duty is very important thing.
义务是非常重要的。
Krishna is stressing on it.
Krishna 在强调它。
One cannot stop his duty.
一个人不能停止他的义务、职责。
Then he becomes sinful.
那样他变得有罪。
That is karma.
这是 karma vad.
He just like so many people, they argue that if we discharge our duties nicely, then where is the need of accepting God?
有许多人争论，如果我们非常好的履行我们的义务，那有什么必要接受神呢？
The Karmavad philosophy is that if there is God, then He is giving us the result of our activities as if I do nicely, then He gives me nice opportunity. And if I do not do things very nicely, I'm put into suffering.
Karmavada 的哲学是，如果有神的话，那么他给予我们活动的结果，如果我做得好的话，那么他给予我好的机会，如果我做得不好的话，那我便要受苦。
So there is a karma phala data.
因此有 karma phala data.
Decides that the high court judge, he is giving judgment according to the case, different cases.
就好比高级法院的法官，他根据不同的案子给予不同的审判。
Similarly, our goodness or badness will be decided according to our karma.
同样的，我们的好或者坏会根据我们的 karma 决定。
That is also fact.
那也是事实。
Then what is the use of accepting one God?
那么接受神，接受一个神有什么用处呢？
If I do my duties very nicely, then He must give me nice result.
如果我很好地履行我的义务，那么他一定得给我好的结果。
Why should I worship Him?
Why? 那我为什么要崇拜他呢？
Why should I become a devotee of God?
为什么要成为神的奉献者呢？
It is His duty.
那是他的义务。
This is karma.
这是 karma vad.
Everyone is trying to avoid the principle of devotional service.
每个人都试图避免奉献服务的原则。
It is only we, the Krishna conscious person, we are advocating the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita.
只有我们 Krishna 之地的人，我们提倡 Bhagavad Gita 的哲学。
Manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyari maang namaskuru. Krishna says that always think of me.
Krishna 说总是想着我。
This karmavadi is, they say, why shall I waste my time thinking of Krishna? If I do my duty nicely, then I will get good result. Why shall I be devotee of Krishna?
这些 Kamaravadi 他们会说，为什么要浪费时间想着 Krishna？ 如果我很好地履行我的义务，那我能得到好的结果，为什么我要成为 Krishna 的奉献者？这是他们的论点。
Arya Samaji postmaster, long ago, not very long ago, 1956.
有一位阿亚萨玛吉的邮政局长，在不很久以前，1956年
1956, in Delhi at that time, I was publishing this Back to Godhead.
那时候我在德里印刷《回归神》。
So, we had concession rate for posting, and it was to be delivered to the postmaster.
我们有优惠的邮费政策，这是要上交给邮政局长。
So the postmaster was talking with me about the paper Back to Godhead.
邮政局长和我谈话，讲到这一杂志《回归神》。
He raised the same question.
他提出了的同样一个问题。
He said, if we do our duty nicely, then what is the use of worshipping God?
他说：“如果我们很好地履行我们的义务，那么崇拜神有什么用
？”If we become honest, if we become moral, if we do not do anything which is harmful to anyone, in this way, if we act, then where is the? Because our paper's name is Back to Godhead, so he was indirectly protesting. Okay, what is the use of?Propagating this philosophy of Godhead, if we act nicely.
如果我们诚实、有道德，不做任何对其他人有害的事情，如果我们这样行动，那么有什么弊？因为我们杂志的名字是《回归神》，因此它是在间接的抗议。这提倡关于神的哲学有什么用？如果我们行动很好的话
，The Arya Samaji's view, they are called.
Arya Samaji 的观点在英文中被称为道德主义。
Anyway, this is their point of view. How to avoid God?
这是他们的观点，如何去避免神。
So I replied that if one is not God conscious, he cannot be moralist, he cannot be truthful, he cannot be honest.
我的回答是，如果一个人不具备神知觉，他不可能是道德主义者，他不可能真诚，他不可能诚实。
This is our point.
这是我们的观点。
You study the whole world only on these three points, morality, honest, and dutiful. So many nice things are there.
你看这整个世界，这三样事情，道德、诚实、敬实，有这么多好东西。
But, if he is not God conscious, he cannot continue.
但如果他不具备神知觉，他不可能继续这个事情。
He must fail.
他一定会失败。
Even they, there are so many instances. Even amongst the devotees, because this material world is made so that you cannot continue.These principles perpetually.
有那么多的例子，甚至包括奉献者们，因为这物质世界是这样的，你不可能持续地进行这些原则。
That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. I will find.
这在Bhagavad Gita中解释了。
Because the three modes of material nature is working even if you are on the platform of goodness, the other modes of material nature will try to attack you.
由于三种物质形态的作用，即便你是处于善良形态的层面，这其他的物质形态也会试图攻击你。
And your goodness, morality, honesty, these things will be polluted by the onslaught of the other two inferior modes of nature.
你的善良、道德、诚实，这些都会由于这两种其他两种低等的自然形态的攻击而被污染。
Therefore, sometimes we find that a very nice man committing some sinful activities.
因此，有时候我们会发现一个非常好的人做一些罪恶活动。
So the decision of the Srimad Bhagavatam is that.Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahat Guna.
Srimad Bhagavatam 的结论是 Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahat Guna.
Mahat Guna, we can find it easily, just like we say that no illicit sex, no meat eating, we consider this is sinful.
Mahat Guna.我们都很容易地找到他，正如我们说不进行非法性行为、不肉食，我们认为这是罪恶的。
But there are other big leaders, politicians, philosophers, even religious priests. They do not think that this is immoral or this is sinful.
但是有其他一些大领袖、政治家、哲学家。甚至包括宗教的神职人员，他们不认为这是不道德的或罪恶的。
Meat eating is sin. Why? What is the sin there?
肉食是罪恶的，为什么？有什么罪？
Illicit sex. What is wrong there?
非法性行为有什么错误
？Intoxication. What is wrong there?
吸毒有什么错
？They do not find any immorality.
他们不觉得有任何不道德。
So these standard of morality.There cannot be fixed up if one is not God conscious.
如果一个人不具备神的知觉，他无法固定道德的标准。
Cannot standard of morality, standard of goodness, cannot.
不可能有道德善良的标准。
That is the decision of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
这是西摩的巴瓜他们的结论。
Rama bhaktasya kuto mahat guna.Lack of Krishna consciousness.
缺乏 Krishna 知觉
They think that animal has no soul.
他们认为动物没有灵魂
They do not accept this morality that animal cannot be killed. It is sinful. It is immoral.
他们不接受这一道德，即动物不应该被杀，这是罪恶的，是不道德的。
They have created their own theory.
他们创造了自己的理论。
So without being standardized by Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, you cannot find the standard platform of morality, honesty.
如果不由 Krishna 知觉或神知觉确定标准，你无法发现道德诚实的标准的层面。
These things you cannot find.
这些东西你看不到。
This is not possible.
那是不可能的。
Therefore, the verdict of the Srimad Bhagavatam is Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahat Guna.
因此，Srimad Bhagavatam的断言是 Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahat Guna.
Just like if you do not follow a standard law.How you can fix up this is morality or this is honesty or dishonesty?
正如如果你不遵循标准的法律，你怎么能确定这是道德，这是诚实，这是不诚实
？That must be standard law.
一定得有标准的法律。
And who can give you the law unless he is the greatest authority?
除非一个人是伟大的权威，他怎么能给予你法律呢？
So, law changes according to different countries, climate, situation.
因此，法律根据不同的国家气候环境而不同。
So man-made law cannot give you standard morality, honesty. It is not possible.
人造的法律不能给予你标准的道德、诚实，这是不可能的。
Because one will think this is morality, another will think no, this is not morality.
因为一个人会想这是道德，另外一个会想这不是道德。
Same thing. Keep to the left, keep to the right.
同样的，靠左驾驶，靠右驾驶。
Somebody says keep to the left is right. Somebody says keep to the left it is right.
有的人会说靠左驾驶是对的，有的人会说靠左驾驶是错误的。
Monorathena sato dhavato vahi. Because those who are not Krishna conscious, they are hovering on the mental plane.
因为那些不是 Krishna 世界的人，他们停留在心意的层面。
There cannot be any fixed up morality, honesty, dishonesty. No.
他们不可能有任何固定的道德诚实不诚实。
And rascals will also say, jatamat tatamat, tatupat.
而且恶棍会说 jatamat tatupat.
Means, whatever you think is all right, that is all right.
意思是不管什么你认为是对的那便是对的。
According to you, your conception, this is right. And according to my conception, both of them are right. How both of them can be right?
按照你的观点，这是对的；而按照我的概念，这是对；而两者都是对的，怎么可能两者都对呢？
So these contradictions, opposing elements, will continue unless there is Krishna consciousness.
这一矛盾对立的因素会继续下去，除非有 Krishna 知觉。
So this is not a fact that the Karmavadis simply by discharging your duties nicely. This is on principle it is all right.
因此 Karmavadi 们仅仅通过很好的履行义务并不能，在原则上这是对的。
But we must know what is actual morality.
但我们必须知道什么是真正的道德。
There are so many examples.
有许多例子。
Just like, when there is war, to kill the enemies, that is morality.
比如说战争的时候杀死敌人是道德。
But in peaceful condition,If you kill a person, there is immorality or sin.
但在和平的条件下，如果你杀死一个人，那是不道德，有罪的。
The process is the same. Morality, or immorality, the process is the same.
无论是道德还是不道德，这过程是同样的。
Sometimes it is moral, sometimes immoral.
但有时候是道德，有时候是不道德。
How it will be standardized?
什么标准呢？
Therefore, Bhagavad says.Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam.
因此巴瓜他说 Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam.
Real dharma, real religion, morality, honesty, they can be decided on the words of the Supreme Law.
真正的 dharma, 真正的宗教道德诚实他们可以根据至尊主的话而决定。
That is it.When Krishna says, this is all right, then it is all right.
当 Krishna 说这是对的，那么它是对的。
When Krishna says, it is not right, then it is not right.
当 Krishna 说这是不对的，那么它是不对的。
This is our decision.
这是我们的结论。
We Krishna conscious man, we simply accept.
我们 Krishna 世界的人，我们只是接受。
And that is a fact.That is a fact in this way because Krishna is the greatest authority.
这也是事实，因为 Krishna 是最伟大的权威。
Supreme being.
至尊的权威。
Supreme means the greatest authority.
至尊意味着最伟大的权威。
Just like state says, now it is war time. If you kill, number of enemies, then he will be awarded with gold medal.
正如政府说，现在是战争时期，如果你杀死一定数量的敌人，你会被授予金章。
The same process of killing.
同样的杀的过程。
But at this another time, when there is no war, if you kill one person, you'll be hanged.
站在另外一个时间，没有战争，如果你杀死一个人，你要被绞死。
The killing process is the same.
杀的过程是同样的。
But the judgment is given by the greatest authority, the government. This is all right. This is not.
但是最伟大的权威政府可以判断，这是对的，这不是对的。
Therefore, standard of morality means to abide by the orders of the greatest authority.
因此，道德标准意味着遵循最伟大的权威的命令。这是道德的标准。
This is the conclusion.
这是结论。
You cannot make your own morality.
你不能制造你自己的道德。
And Krishna says, this is all right. Then it is all right. Otherwise, it is not.
如果 Krishna 说这是对的，那么它是对的，不然便不是。
Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhakti aprajacchi.
Krishna 说 patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhakti aprajacchi.
If somebody offers me vegetables, leaves, grains, meat, water, flower, then I accept.
如果一个人供奉我蔬菜、叶子、谷类、牛奶、水、花，那么我接受。
So this is nice foodstuff. It is to be accepted because Krishna likes to eat it.
这是好的食物，可以接受的，因为 Krishna 喜欢吃这些。
Krishna can eat anything because he is the supreme. He is omnipotent. He can eat anything. But he particularly mentions this.
Krishna 什么都能吃，因为他是自尊，他是万能的，他什么都能吃，但他特别的提到了这些。
Therefore.Foodstuff made of these ingredients is nice, sattvic, goodness.
因此，由这些原料做成的食物是好的 ，sattvic, 善良的。
So the karmaba that you follow morality, you'll get good results. But where is your morality?
Karmaba 说，如果你遵循道德，你得到好的结果。但你的道德性在哪里呢？
Because you are disobedient to God.
因为你是不服从神的。
In the beginning of your life, you are immoral.
从你生命的一开始，你是不道德的。
You are disobeying the greatest authority.
你不遵循最伟大的权威。
There is another example, story, that a gang of thieves, they stolen some property from different houses.Then out of the village, they are dividing amongst themselves the booties.
有另一个例子，有一群贼，他们从不同的房子偷了一些财产，他们出了村子，然后互相分割战利品。
So one thief is saying, please divide it morally, so that one may not be cheated.
有一个贼说，请道德地分割它。这样没有人会受骗。
Now just imagine, the property is stolen. Where is the morality there?
想象一下，这财产是偷来的，有什么道德呢
？But when dividing, they're thinking of morality.
但当分割的时候，他们在想着道德性。
The basic principle is immoral.
最基本的原则是不道德的。
Where you can have morality?
那哪里你还能有道德呢？
Similarly, according to Vedic injunction, Ishavasyam idam sarvam.
同样的，按照伟大的宣誓 ，Ishavasyam idam sarvam.
Everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of God.
一切属于至尊人格神。
It is His property.
这是他的财产。
So, the whole planet is God's property. Whole universe is God's property.
整个星球是神的财产，整个宇宙是神的财产。
But when you are claiming that this is my property, then where is morality?
当我们宣称这是我的财产，那么哪里有道德心呢？
If you claim other's property as your property, then where is the morality?
如果你宣称其他人的财产为你的财产，那哪里有道德心呢？
So in this material world, such kind of morality honesty is going on.
因此在这个物质世界，这种道德诚实在进行。
But our morality is, if Krishna is satisfied, then it is honesty, morality, everything.
但我们的道德是，如果 Krishna 被满足了，那么这是诚实、道德、一切。
There are many examples.
有许多的例子。
There's a Prahlad Maharaj.
比如说 Prahlad Maharaj。
Prahlad Maharaj is standing and his father is being killed by Nrisimhadev in his presence.
Prahlad Maharaj 站在那里，他的父亲在他面前被 Nrisimhadev 杀死了。
So do you think it is morality that one's father is being killed in the presence of his son and the son without protest is saying with a garland, that as soon as my father is killed, I shall offer this garland to Nrisimhadev.
你认为这是道德吗？一个父亲在儿子面前被杀死，儿子并不抗议，在看着，拿着一个花环，想着一旦我父亲被杀死，我要把这花环献给Nrisimhadev。
Is it morality?
这是道德吗？
From material point of view.
从物质观点。
We are worshipping Prahlad Maharaj has become Mahajan. The greatest authority in devotional service.
Prahlad Maharaj 成为 Mahajan, 奉献服务方面最伟大的权威。
But if we study his morality, that he did not protest the killing of his father, rather he was waiting with a garland, that as soon as the killing business is finished, I'll reward him.
但我们如果研究他的道德心，他并不抗议他父亲被杀，相反他等在那里拿着花环，想着一旦这结束了，我要把花环献给你兄弟。
Where is material morality? There is no morality.
哪里有物质的道德心呢？并没有道德。
The gopis, they are young girls, wife of somebody, sister of somebody, daughter of somebody. But when Krishna was playing on his flute at dead of night, they gave up all their engagement and began to run where Krishna is present.
那些 gopi 们，她们是年轻的姑娘，某人的妻子，某人的姐妹，某人的女儿。但是，当 Krishna 在深夜里吹奏他的笛子，她们立即放弃一切事情，开始奔跑。而 Krishna 在哪里
？So from Vedic standard of view, this is immoral.
从伟大的标准的观点。这是不道德。
They are going to another young boy and living family.
他们离开家庭，到另外一个年轻的青年那里。
Even somebody, some of the gopis, they left their sons also, went to Krishna.
有一些 gopi, 他们甚至离开他们的儿子到 Krishna 那里。
From material point of view, this is immoral.
从物质的观点，这是不道德。
So he'll find in such a way that what is from material point of view immoral, it is the most magnificent morality in relationship with Krishna.
你会发现，从物质的角度的观点是不道德的，这和 Krishna 的关系方面是最伟大的道德。
And similarly.From material point of view, what is moral? That is most, it's abominable from the point of view, just like Yudhishthir Maharaj.
类似的，从物质角度来看是道德的，从另一个角度来看却是非常可恶的。
Yudhishthir Maharaj became very moral.
比如说 Yudhishthir Maharaj, 他非常有道德。
Krishna advised him, just go.And tell Dronacharya that your son is dead, although his son was not dead.
Krishna 建议他，你去告诉 Dronacharya, 你的儿子死了， 虽然他的儿子并没有死。
Because Dronacharya will not die unless he hears the news of the death of his son.
因为除非 Dronacharya 听到他的儿子死亡的消息，他不会死。
He will not die.
他不会死。
So he will not believe anymore. But Yudhishthira Maharaj is famous, very moral.
而他不会相信任何人，但是 Yudhishthira Maharaj 是以道德而出名的。
So Krishna asked him that you go, otherwise he will not believe anyone.
因此 Krishna 告诉他，你去那里，要不然他谁都不会相信。
So Yudhishthira Maharaj hesitated. So how can I say lies?
Yudhishthira Maharaj 犹豫了，我怎么能撒谎呢？
So for this, he had to see health. It became immoral.
而为了这。他必须得看到地狱，他变得不道德。
Manimitte kitam papam punnayava kalpate. So our standard of morality and immorality is to see whether Krishna is satisfied.
因此，我们的道德和不道德的标准是看 Krishna 是否会满足。
If Krishna is satisfied, then it is morality.
如果 Krishna 满足了，那么是道德。
If Krishna is dissatisfied,Then it is moral.
如果 Krishna 不满意，那么是不道德。
And Krishna's representative also.
也包括 Krishna 的代表。
Therefore it is said, Jasya prasadada bhagavat prasad. Jasya prasadada nagati vidu. Our morality is to satisfy Krishna or his representative, Guru.
我们的道德性是满足 Krishna 和他的代表 Guru.
Jasya prasad.If he is satisfied, then it is moral. If he is not satisfied, then it is immoral. Nagati kutu.
Yes, prasad. 如果他满足了，那么是道德；如果他不满意，那么是不道德。Nagati kutu.
That is our morality. Thank you very much.
结束。